From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Coming home triumphant, Lou?
Oh, we are home.
Yes.
We are home.
I see.
It was a successful season.
Yes, it was.
Yes, 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 yes. And I am coming back from Restaurant Depot.
Very good.
And I stopped at Moon's Sandwich Shop.
Very good, very good. Now you are not the only celebrity now in the family, correct?
That is. In the world of Dickman? In the Dickman world. I am a minor player in the Dickman world.
Well, I thought it was very clever. I thought it was very clever that Doodle Dickman went under another name.
Yes, she has.
That was very. You have to protect the good Dickman name, Lou.
Yes, you do.
So congratulations to the Grizzlies, and especially congratulations to Doodle Dickman for her notoriety.
Yes.
All right.
It was an outstanding day. I'm ready for an outstanding day today.
Yes, we are.
Josh McClown is going to lead the Bears to victory.
Jade McClown.
Tommy is going to somehow remember that he's a football player and learn how to play.
All right. I'm predicting a Hester touchdown today. What do you say, Lou?
What do you say there, Commish?
I'm predicting a Hester touchdown. A Hester touchdown,
yes.
So, yeah.
I'm predicting a boatload of touchdowns today for the Bears.
All right. Let's beat those Ravens.
Yes. You know what that is?
What is that, Lou?
That's a Raven caught in a bear trap.
All right, Lou's picks. Last week, you split. never bet
Green Bay, but I don't want to go gray.
Never bet Green Bay, Lou. Philadelphia took them. And then you, the Baltimore-Cincy game, the Ravens who are coming to Chicago did beat the Cincinnati's.
Yeah, exactly.
You won the Buffalo Steelers and the Miami-Tampa Bay Monday night game. So, Lou, you're 19-22.
I'm just on the cusp.
Yes, and we're on the cusp too of next week, where you'll pick all the Thanksgiving games. Always, always fun. So let's go with the 49ers at the Saints. Lou?
49ers.
All right. The Patriots at the Panthers. Lou?
The Panthers.
Panthers. Chargers at the Dolphins.
The Chargers.
The Chargers. You like those Chargers.
I like their helmets.
Hotlanta versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta takes it. All right, Lou. Now, Lou, a lot of hype this week. It's the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Lou, does a young Lou Dickman remember that?
Yes, that's the assassination where that poor woman was driven off a bridge and a Kennedy assassinated a girl, right?
Leave it to you to take that national holiday to another level.
It's not a holiday. It's a good day of remembrance.
Lou, are you a conspiracy theorist on that one?
No, I am not.
You're not. You think?
I just think, you know, he got lucky.
Okay. So, how about Ruby?
How about you, Commissioner? Are you a conspiracy theorist on that?
I am. Not in the broad sense. I think he needed to be whacked from a government standpoint because
too early for liberals.
No, the oligarchs could not control him. He was too popular.
If this Kennedy runs rampant, the next thing you know, blacks and women are going to be able to vote.
That's right.
Get Oswald on this.
The rich man in this country could not control him. He was both rich and popular, which is, you know, kryptonite.
His dad was a bootlegger, for crying out loud.
What?
His dad was a bootlegger.
Well, you know, hey.
Why wouldn't you want that?
He was still rich, baby. When you're rich in this country, they don't care how you make it. You know that.
Sure, I'm going to write a book.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
That's already been taken.
We are dangerously going into our no politics rule. So let's let's move on to a sandwich. Lou, what's the sandwich of the week and the no folks review?
That would be the corned beef and egg sandwich at Moon Sandwich Shop, established in 1933.
All right, now where is Moon's?
Moon's is on Western Avenue, right around Madison, Monroe.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Outstanding. Just heaping piles of lean corned beef.
Yes.
Eggs cooked delightfully runny and yolky.
Now, Lou, how the hell do you come up with a combination like an egg and corned beef?
Well, it's breakfast time.
Yes, it is, Lou.
And what about corned beef hash?
Why not put a big pile of corned beef with your eggs?
But and that's exactly what it was, a big pile of corned beef with my eggs.
All right. Now, you're saying it's been around since the 30s at the same location?
1933, yes. Oh. It survived the fire.
Wow,
the
that has to be one of the
and
older...
the riots.
That's one of the older restaurants in Chicago, then.
Yes, it is.
How much did they charge for this behemoth?
For this behemoth?
Yes, for the egg and corned beef.
Oh, I don't know. It was part of a breakfast party I see this morning.
Ah, I see. So was this part of the celebration of the volleyball?
No, this was part of the celebration of picking up the Italian beef from restaurants.
Ah, we're doing Italian beef?
Yes, we are going Italian beef today. Ding, 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 ding.
The Meatopia is extra utopian today. You did come up with that term, Meatopia, right? Lou, are you there? We lost Lou. First time in the show we've ever lost Lou. We're going to dial him up again, folks. All right. In case you want to record those tones. Here he comes.
Due to technical difficulties, we are going to pick up the Lou Dickman Weekly Show in progress.
In progress.
I mean, it's just so outstanding. It's
all the
best
corned
beef in town.
All right, Lou, your spills rating, sir.
3.749.
All right, you may have, I don't know if you beat the Guido on that one, but we'll check.
No, I shouldn't have beat a 3.75.
Well, Lou, I didn't even go off the air on that one. We treated the folks to your phone number.
Oh, gee, thank you. Feel free to call Lou anytime.
All right. So, Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Which country would you like to be king of besides the USA, Lou? And why?
That's true, because we already have a king.
That's right.
Let me see. I would like to be the king of Cuba.
The king of Cuba. And why is that, Lou?
Because it's Cuba.
All right, because it's Cuba.
Nice. They got great cigars.
Yes.
They still drive 55 Chevys down there.
Yes. I'm sure there's easy prostitution. Yes.
Yes, I would like to be the king of Cuba.
The king of Cuba, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll move on this very good day.
This is the Emperor, Lou Dickman, king of Cuba. They have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Revisionist History. When you need a history lesson, get it according to Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou revises you!